This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
It may seem counterintuitive to suggest that it is cheaper and more cost-effective to provide people who experience homelessness with the actual housing and supports they need, rather than simply provide them with emergency shelters and soup kitchens. But research reviewed by Stephen Gates of the Canadian Homelessness Research Network indicates that this is actually the case. The research network says the best social and economic policies should be based on research and evidence. And in this case, the evidence points to the fact that if we do things differently, we not only achieve better social outcomes, but we also save money. We're joined on the phone by Stephen Gates, director of the Canadian Homelessness Research Network and an associate professor at York University in Toronto.
Welcome to People First Radio, Stephen.
Thank you.
Give us a sense of how you put this research together.
Well, I often get asked the question, you know, are we doing the right thing? Is this the way to do it? And also people will often say, well, you know, the charitable services we have are good enough. We can't really afford things in these times, right? We talk a lot about austerity and the need to cut back. And so one of the things when you look at the research is that it's pretty consistent. So I thought, well, why not pull together what we know in Canada and in the United States about responses to homelessness and see what we can say about how maybe we should change direction in terms of what we're doing here in Canada.
You looked into the actual costs of homelessness, and you began with emergency services, and I think those were the first responders, so to speak, when the homelessness crisis hit in the country. What did you learn about the way money is spent in trying to deal with homelessness as a problem?
Well, it is interesting because, I mean, the homelessness crisis in Canada is relatively recent. While individuals fall in and out of homelessness due to individual crises, homelessness is a big, wide societal problem, really started to emerge in the 1990s in Canada. And when that happens, homelessness becomes more visible, right? We start to see people at park benches and doorways and that kind of thing. And the first response is always to develop emergency services like shelters, day programs, soup kitchens, that kind of thing. And so we build a whole response to homelessness around that, around meeting the needs of people who are homeless. And one can easily feel that, well, you know, again, it's charitable services. We're providing minimal resources for people. This is a cost-effective way of doing it. But in countries around the world that develop more effective responses to homelessness, an interesting thing starts to happen. People start to realize if we do it differently, we can save money. You see, you can do three things to deal with homelessness. You can focus on prevention, in other words, stop people from becoming homeless in the first place. You can focus on crisis intervention, which is the emergency services. Or you can move people out of homelessness with the supports that they need. And in Canada, we have that middle part. That's where our investment mostly is. In countries like Australia and the UK, what they've done is turn that on its head and say, you know what, let's focus more on prevention and moving people out of homelessness, and we'll get better results for individuals, for families, and for communities. And lo and behold, you also save money. The cost of being homeless when you're in emergency services, part of it is, you know, the cost of shelters and all these kinds of supports. But what people often don't realize is that there are lots of indirect costs. So, for instance, when you're homeless, the longer you're homeless, the worse your health becomes. The more likely you're going to suffer from illness and injury, the worse your mental health becomes. You may wind up with an addictions issue. All of these things worsen. And so your use of health care becomes more intense and is often through the emergency room door, which is the most expensive gateway to the healthcare system. At the same time, the longer you're homeless, the more likely you are to come in contact with the law enforcement and the criminal justice system. And that's very expensive, right? So often communities say, we've got to get rid of the panhandlers and the squeegeers, and people operate on fear and the stigma of being homeless, fear that they're addicts and all this. And so the police are often asked to do something about it. And this is really an expensive way of dealing with what is essentially an economic problem, right? So when we start putting homeless people in jail or issuing them mountains of tickets for panhandling, we're in fact using a very expensive service that probably is better used doing other things like stopping crime. So it costs a lot of money when we think we have people in an emergency shelter. It costs a lot of money. And the interesting thing is, doing it differently, we have cost-effectiveness analyses on things like that. One of the real innovative programs, which we see happening different places in Canada, is Housing First, where we take people out of the shelters or off the streets and put them in housing right away and give them the supports they need. That may sound more expensive, but in fact, the evidence is really clear that that's a lot cheaper. There's a recent study done by Mental Health Commission of Canada on their at-home Chez Soi project, which looked at Housing First in 5 cities, and they found very conclusively that if you house people and give them rent subsidies and give them services and supports, people are healthier, their need of emergency services and hospitalization declines, their chance of involvement with the police drops dramatically. So you actually save money.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at CHOY.ca.
The cost of homelessness encompasses direct costs, including shelters and services, as well as indirect costs, such as increased use of health services, policing, and the criminal justice system. A recent report estimated the annual cost of homelessness in Canada was $4.5 to $6 billion, and that was a conservative estimate of costs. The money is spent as community organizations, governments, and nonprofits provide emergency services. Furthermore, the report argued that between 93 and 04, Canadian taxpayers spent an estimated $49.5 billion maintaining the status quo on the homeless problem in Canada. Does this expenditure make sense? Is there another way to address homelessness in Canada? Can ending homelessness, in fact, save money? We're speaking with Stephen Gates, director of the Canadian Homelessness Research Network.
Stephen, you were speaking about Housing First, and in a sense, I assume that that's you're speaking to prevention at that point. What else can you tell us about prevention and how prevention can be implemented in cities and towns?
Well, there's two ways of thinking about prevention. One is when we look at systems failures in other parts of our system that lead people to homelessness, and the other is early intervention. So the first one, we have to look at the fact that often people get discharged from mental health institutions or from corrections into homelessness. That is, they leave the hospital, they don't have a home, they wind up in the shelter or on the streets, or they leave corrections. That's a real inefficiency in those services that winds up costing money, right? Because the research shows really conclusively that if you discharge someone from a mental health facility into housing versus into homelessness, their mental health will decline if you discharge them into homelessness. Likewise, when we discharge people from prison without discharging them into housing, and that often goes with our get tough on crime policies, right? We can't be soft on them. When you discharge people from prison into homelessness, their chance of reoffending goes way up. So not only is their likelihood then of going back to jail greater, but we make our communities less safe. So if we focus on those kind of institutional problems and hold those institutions accountable for making sure that people get housing, we save money and have better outcomes for communities. The second part of prevention, though, is about early intervention. So if you talk to a teacher in school, or, you know, we can tell when people, or a young person maybe is about having problems at home or might become homeless, or if you know that people are one check away from not being able to pay their rent or in trouble, we should, at that point, the second we know that someone's either at risk of homelessness or that they become homelessness, we should put in place mechanisms to identify what the problem is and do what we can to make sure that they don't become homeless or they don't stay homeless for very long. So there's lots of good practices about how to do that. Young people, for instance, there's really good programs and research that supports, you know, that when young people become homeless, if we put in place family mediation strategies, that helps some young people stay at home. If we put in, you know, emergency rent supports for other people, they stay in their apartments. There's lots of things we can do by switching our approach to focus on keeping people out of the emergency services that are really effective, healthy for people, and again, healthy for communities.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today, Stephen. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that people often say is, well, research and ideas, that's all well and good, but, you know, we need action. And the good news is that there are lots of communities in Canada that are turning the curve on this kind of thing. And I think the real innovation actually in Canada around this is happening in Alberta, where you have a province that's working to really create an integrated systems approach to dealing with homelessness, and you have cities like Calgary and Edmonton and Lethbridge that have developed plans and are implementing plans that are actually leading to a reduction in homelessness because they're turning the focus to prevention and rehousing. So we can do it. We just have to, the ideas are out there about how to do it. We just have to have the political will to make the shift.
Stephen Gates, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. I look forward to speaking with you again on this.
Thank you.
Stephen Gates is director of the Canadian Homelessness Research Network and an associate professor at York University in Toronto. You can find the Homelessness Research Network online at homelesshub.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.